The Cold War. Well, I hope it's not back, but Russia has maybe overstepped finally the bounds of propriety in terms of finances. John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. What's this about Ronald McDonald?
Well, it turns out that former KGB tough guy Vladimir Putin has gone too far this time. He's picking on Ronald McDonald. Of course, we know that the United States and other Western nations have imposed these strict sanctions against Russia because of what's going on in Ukraine. Well, they're retaliating. Of course, you may remember a couple weeks ago that Russia banned the import of foods, including meat and dairy products from the U.S. Well, now they're picking on McDonald's. They say they're inspecting restaurants across the country for, quote, alleged sanitary violations, which probably don't really exist. In fact, they closed several outlets in Moscow this week. McDonald's has 435 restaurants in Russia, and, of course, they're using this as a wedge against the United States. So we'll see what happens there. But this, you know, he's crossed the bounds this time. Yesterday, the market set some more records. In fact, the S&P 500 set its 28th record of this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 60 points, back above that magic 17,000 number. This morning, futures are flat. We'll see what happens later in the day if it continues this four-day rally we've had. The eyes of the world will be on Jackson Hole, Wyoming today. And it starts out, that's the Fed conference that's hosted in Jackson Hole every year. And Janet Yellen will be giving the keynote speech about the state of the labor situation in the United States. And, of course, she's a labor economist, and she's focusing on these labor problems we have. That is, we've got way too many part-time jobs and not enough full-time jobs. Well, what are Americans spending their money on? Well, it appears that they're still spending lots of money on video games and software. GameStop, that's the publicly traded company that's the largest seller of new and used video games, video game hardware. Their revenue was up a whopping 25% this quarter over the same quarter of last year, beat Wall Street's expectations. Stock's up about 6% before the market opens this morning. It's down 22% over the last 12 months. But get these numbers. New software sales up 15%, helped by, they say, titles like Mario Kart 8. I don't even know what that is. Same store sales up 21%, and when you look at hardware sales, double over the same quarter of last year, helped by Microsoft Xbox One and Sony PlayStation. Their net income also doubled. I don't know if that's good news or bad news. It's hard enough as it is to get people engaged, and now they're going to be even more trapped in their video games. Dollar Tree, which is involved in a fight, of course, to acquire Family Dollar. Dollar General also trying to acquire them. Dollar Tree reports net income for the quarter down 2%, they say primarily because of expenses related to their planned acquisition of Family Dollar. Their income was down over the same quarter of last year, but the revenue up 9.5%, same-store sales up 4.5%. If they are successful, that is Dollar Tree, in acquiring Family Dollar, they'll be the biggest player in that dollar segment with 13,000 stores combined. However, if Dollar General prevails and buys Family Dollar, they'll have 20,000 stores. And continuing this retail saga, Gap reporting a higher profit, and they say they're going to open 40 stores in India where they have not been before. Their stock's up about 2% before the market opens this morning. Net income up 10%. Even though their same-store sales were flat, flatter than a pancake compared to the same quarter of last year, they raised their forecast, though, for the full year. And lastly, if you want to know what's still cool with teenagers, well, it's one word, denim. You may not expect me to say that. American Eagle reporting better than expected sales. Of course, they're a large retailer of teen clothing, and they say that one of the things that is still really pushing their sales of denim, they say it's still the dominant product. Jeans and other types of things, they reported numbers that beat Wall Street's expectations, even though their same-store sales fell 7%. And lastly, tobacco still pays. Altria, the old Philip Morris company, raising their dividend by 8%. Dividend on that stock is now about 5%. That's just your dividend yield, not considering any appreciation. In spite of declining tobacco sales in the U.S., it's still a cash cow, and they're raising their dividend, giving more of that cash back to stockholders.
Somebody around the world is smoking more, I think, John.
Yeah, but this is just the U.S. company.
Is that right?
Philip Morris, that's international division.
Profitable.
There's two separate companies.
Man, on the local scene, Sparks hiring 50 nurses. Looks like that pipeline south of Fort Smith may come through. Maybe some people oppose that just by general nature, but a lot of things happening, and St. Edward making some advances, too.
Well, and of course, the plans being shown, the preliminary plans for the osteopathic medical school at Chaffee in today's paper. So a lot of there are some good things going on around here.
Good. You have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. That's John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach. And I said St. Edward. I should say Mercy Hospital, Mercy Medical Center. But again, very important developments for our area. Hopefully you're having some good developments in your financial situation. You may have a question of John about something he brought up during the broadcast. He could help you. Visit him at Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, or call him at 479-782-2527. You can also reach John by email at johntaylor@sternag.com.